This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. And that is the point here on Free Talk Live. We've also normally got Discord as our high quality connection option tonight, but there seemed to be some issue with the server at the moment. Unfortunately, the downside of Discord is it is a centrally managed server, so we don't actually have any control over how the server runs, so we'll let you know once that's a quality option. You're still welcome to connect on Discord to us, and we'll test it out as the night goes on here. We're expecting a special guest, and she was on Discord, but unfortunately...
She's not late.
Right.
this is some of the wonders of doing live radio, is that the other people get out of the studio, and you've got 7 minutes to figure out, there's a problem.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, the sound card or something like that.
No, this isn't a sound card problem. It's a server issue.
What does that mean? I mean, does that mean
a sound card would be a local problem? A sound card would be local, meaning that there's something in this computer that's going wrong.
Right.
Then a server issue would be a computer on the internet that is hosting the Discord server, in which case run by the Discord Corporation, whoever they are. That's where the problem appears to lie, because I had a connection issue both with our guest and a different person who was in a different Discord call-in room. So the fact that the same issue was present with both of those people suggests that it's not their fault, that it's the server's problem.
So we're trying to pull up Skype now to get it to get the conversation going, right?
Correct. So what is this conversation going to be about?
The big deal here today, at least in my world, is the Freedom in the 50 States has been released for 2018. And this is always a big deal because we, as the freest state in the Union, New Hampshire, home of this great freedom migration that includes the Free State Project and so many others, we get to celebrate being number one. And
not anymore, apparently.
Yeah. New Hampshire's number two.
Uh-oh. Now, what years does this study cover?
That's part of the weirdness.
Okay.
And part of the reason that I brought Rachel on today.
This is Rachel Goldsmith, who is with us now on Skype, hopefully, if it's not our internet connection that's the problem. Rachel, are you with us? It might be our internet connection, because we're having the same issue now on Skype as we were with
Can you switch over to the DSL line rather than the
that
cable?
Is... Right now, the way our internet's set up here is both internet connections are sort of...
Working tandem?
Working in tandem.
What do they call that? Fused?
There's like a failover way to do it, but then there's also a way to do it that's not failover-based, where it kind of just sort of sorts out connections over both. I don't want to get into it,
okay,
Mark. We're going to have to ask Rachel to just be patient with us as we figure this out. We may have to do it the old school way and go on the phone lines.
Well, it's going to sound better. Right. It's going
to
sound better. Why don't you just type in the telephone number to her and have her call in that way?
Yeah.
So what happened was, essentially, by the looks of it, and Rachel's going to know a bit more about this, the numbers, they've collected this data since 2000, and New Hampshire has been number one from like 2000 to 2006, and then there was a dip down to number two, and then bop up to number one, and so they redid everything.
Was Florida even anywhere near the top five before? I don't think it was.
And that was one of the things that came as such a shocking surprise here, that Florida jumps up. Now, I lived in Florida for some time, and I've always said, hey, property taxes were cheaper in Florida. I paid fewer taxes to the state of Florida than I do to the state of New Hampshire,
yeah.
And taxes are a great indication of what freedom is. And I always felt I have only lived in Florida and New Hampshire, really. I mean, I've gone on vacation to different places, but I don't know. I don't know how long you have to live in one state or country in order to say, I lived there. I was alive in Greece for a few minutes at their airport in Athens or something. So is that actually longer in Greece? Maybe I should have used England, Great Britain or England. But you know, I don't know. Anyway, so I don't even know where I was going with that. The New Hampshire bebops between 1 and 2 for the last 16 years. This doesn't include any information in 2017 or 2018. And it takes them a while to go through this. There's many, many points. This is the most comprehensive rating of the states, you know, and their freedom.
I want to interrupt you again. I think I screwed something up here on the board. Rachel, we're going to try you again. Are you there? Rachel Goldsmith? Okay. Definitely not hearing anything now. All right, I apologize for interrupting you again there, Mark.
It's not a problem. Yeah, I'd like to get Rachel here.
She might have gone away. I don't know. Or wait. Yeah, go ahead.
Type in the telephone number, and then she can call in. So Florida, on the other hand, now the number one state in the union, as far as freedom goes, the overall freedom ranking from freedomintheFiftyStates.org went from number 10 and
number 10.
Yeah, in 2000, dipped down to number 4. Dipped down to number 12 in 2004,
okay.
And then clawed its way up to number 1 for the last 3 years. So from 2014 through 2016, it's been number 1. So they retroactively changed history in their, you know, they redid all their tests rather than just have, well, we're going to change the criteria here for 2016 and then keep all the old rankings. They went back and redid all the rankings. If you want to find it, you're going to have to go to the internet time machine to find the old rankings, because freedomintheFiftyStates.org is now all by this new criteria.
All right, well, I'm hoping the fourth time is going to be a charm here. Rachel, are you with us? Rachel Goldsmith?
You certainly have faith in this internet technology. Type in the telephone
number.
Well,
no, the problem
number.
Was, Mark, that initially when I first turned her up here, when I had her on Skype the first time, I'd forgotten that I'd switched Skype over to another pod on the board, and so I was actually just hearing her on Discord again, because I'd never hung up the Discord call, so when we thought it was... Anyway, it's just been a mess.
The telephone number.
I already did, okay? So I wanted to try Skype again because we didn't actually have Skype on previously. Anyway,
so
go ahead.
I can tell you, as a mover from the state of Florida in 2006... I moved from the fifth freest state to the first freest state. However, living in New Hampshire for the last 12 years, I am now in the second freest state, and Florida is the freest state. Now, I've been going back and forth between Florida. There isn't this conversation for liberty. There isn't the quantity of libertarians there. And if we did pick up all the libertarians in New Hampshire and we plopped them down in Florida, they would be a drop in the bucket. They would be, you know, basically inconsequential, because there are, I don't know, 20 million people in Florida or thereabouts. There's 1.4 in New Hampshire, and that makes a big difference as far as, you know, activism and that sort of thing. So...
Are you feeling bad about leaving Florida now at this point?
I don't. New Hampshire is my home.
Uh huh.
Okay.
But your home was Florida for 30 years or whatever.
But it's not now.
No.
Now my home is in New Hampshire.
Right.
And I feel mostly bad that these rankings are what they are, and I want to know more about it. And also, there's a lot of people upset about on our Facebook group with these numbers.
Sure. What are they upset for?
Well, both Florida and New Hampshire have marijuana illegal, and the Freedom of the 50 States rank the top two states, as a matter of fact, the top five states.
Well, marijuana is not the only factor in whether a place is free or not. I mean, the places like Colorado and California aren't particularly free in a whole lot of other ways.
Colorado came in number 4,
right?
And Nevada came in number 5.
Okay.
But the top 3 are going to, you can go to jail over weed. And if you're in jail, you're not feeling very free. So for a subset of people out there, marijuana legalization is important, and the way they prosecute the war on drugs is important. Personally, for me, not nearly as important, but, well, you know, I wouldn't want to see my friends going to jail over this stuff either. Yeah.
Indeed. So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, bring up anything you want. New Hampshire falling down the list, number two on the Freedom in the 50 States, apparently. There's more coming up, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Brown beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. Super nodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
control of these airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. We got stuff to talk about here tonight beyond the bad news about New Hampshire dropping down the list from number one to number two. Now, it's just a list. It's the Freedom in the 50 States. I'm sure there are other lists on which New Hampshire is solidly number one.
Not only did they drop New Hampshire down on the list for this year, but they also took the opportunity to drop New Hampshire down on the list for every year since 2014.
Is that right?
That's right. It retroactively got...
was retroactive? I missed that detail. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was busy doing tech stuff.
I know. It was really stunning because I was looking at the rankings in the past, and New Hampshire wasn't where I expected it to be in past ranking systems.
What was it in... Okay, so this year's 2018, they're using numbers from previous years. Was the last ranking 2016? When that one came out? Because I feel like it's every 2 years, right, when they do this?
They're basically taking the... They went back and redid all the data from the past.
I know. I'm asking you, the last one prior to this was, what, 2 years ago?
Right, but they
redid it every year.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying they've redone it, but they're using old data to redo the old numbers. So where is New Hampshire's position from the 2016, the last one?
2016 is the most recent one.
Oh, so this new one that's just coming out today is for 2016. So the one that came out in 2016 would have been for like 2014 then or something. Yeah. So I'm asking you, if New Hampshire was what we thought was number one previous, what are they saying retroactively that it was last time? If it's number two now, what was it?
Number two.
It was number two last time, they're saying?
Yes.
Yep. And then the time before as well.
Ah, okay.
All the way back to 2014.
All right. So now, finally, we've eliminated all of the problematic connections, and we actually have Rachel Goldsmith on the line with us. She is currently... you're not called the president of the Free State Project, right, Rachel? There's like a kind of executive director role. What is the exact role you have with the Free State Project?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I am technically the executive director of the Free State Project.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But that's just like a title. We have the official position is president, according to our, you know, mission and et cetera, et cetera. So I am technically the president.
You're the pino. President in name. Yeah. No, the opposite of a pino. I don't know.
Is the president of the Free State Project...
That was my pino joke, and it just fell apart.
Is the president of the Free State Project also the executive director? Is that a thing? I don't know how it works.
So we're transitioning to an organization that is focused on having roles that are not statist. So I wasn't elected. I'm just the executive director. I fill out I perform the actions as directed by the board. I'm just the executive person who does
that. But that's what the president was doing anyway.
So the president title's done. There's not going to be another president of the Free State Project.
Well, I mean, not at this time.
I mean, there could be. I'm not going to say never.
Okay. But the intention is to eliminate that terminology is what
it's not around now.
Gotcha. All right. So, Rachel, thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live. The difficult news that I guess some people are processing here today, and I don't really, you know, to me it's just a list. I know it's more free here than it is in Florida. At least that's the way I feel generally, having lived in Florida for 26 years of my life. But what are your first reactions when you heard this news? As the lady running the organization that is one of the primary movers, one of the primary impetus of people to move to New Hampshire, libertarians to migrate here.
Not just libertarians, but people generally. I mean, the Free State Project, as far as raw numbers, is a good portion of the people who are moving to New Hampshire.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm not a representative of Cato or Freedom in the 50 states, so any, like, conversations that I can have are about this are really only as, like, the last guy who talked to Jason Sorens about it that Mark could drag onto the show. But from the perspective of the Free State Project, I mean, rankings aren't going to change the fact that the best strategy for liberty in our lifetime is concentrating liberty activists in one place. And unless someone can point to another place and say that place is better and there's more people who are concentrating there more quickly,
No.
it doesn't really change my day-to-day.
Yeah, I mean, we know that can't be done. Mark, you've had a website or a Facebook page for years. I don't know if you've updated it in a while.
There hasn't been a lot of news, so the answer basically is no.
Your page is about all these copycat projects that have come out over the last decade. Actually, you even go all the way back to like the 70s or 80s, I think, as far right. as these old move
Anybody
here projects.
Who had any project that suggested you pick up and move your life for...
As a libertarian,
because there's lots of projects, like, you know, the Mormons picked up and moved to Utah.
It worked.
I didn't have that. That was effective.
Yeah.
and as a matter of fact, that was part of the sort of the game plan for the Free State Project.
Right.
So any project like that I've looked at, and either they were designed in a way that they could not fail, where if you don't move, just think positive things about us or something, or they were just failures. Like there was a Free Detroit project, and the idea was, hey, I hear houses are $1 in Detroit. Let's move there and have pigs at our house and
yeah, it didn't
stuff.
Go anywhere. There was the Free Wyoming.
Isn't that kind of the idea for Grafton?
Well, you're allowed to have pigs there.
So there were all these different projects that sort of came up, and many of them were directly inspired by the Free State Project, like Free State Wyoming, which actually did have some movers, but they ultimately never really coalesced into anything at all.
It's a big state. How could they?
If they had enough movers, they could probably have done something, but they ultimately were the kind of people who just moved out to the middle of nowhere and did nothing.
Shut their guns in the woods.
They had a couple camping festivals, and then that stopped, and I don't think their website's actually been updated in about a decade. So, I mean, there's a bunch of other copycat projects out there. The Free State Project is the only one that has really had the longevity, the stick-to-itiveness, what we've been looking for to attract people here who are going to stick with it. Now, some people have left, so we don't know how many of the people who've moved have left, really, but ultimately there's still a larger group of libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists here in New Hampshire than anywhere else. No one has ever challenged that, Rachel. It's never even happened.
It's true, and I don't think that it's fair to disregard the impact that this movement has had on the state. I mean, politically, socially, economically, New Hampshire is freer than anywhere else, hands down, and there's no denying that there's a community here that you're not going to get in someplace like Florida or Wyoming, because we just are able to concentrate, and we're able to have, I mean, we have over 600 liberty meetups every single year. That's more than every other state combined.
If I did go one time to Tallahassee. Ian, have you ever gone from Sarasota to Tallahassee? It's, I can't remember what the numbers are, but it's like a six-hour drive. That
if
means
not,
if you wanted to go and testify on a bill or for whatever reason, you got to start
2 days.
You start at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You arrive at noon. Hopefully you get to testify.
Bill testimony starts at like 9 or 10.
Right. It could,
you better go the night before.
Right. Okay, so now you're at a hotel.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. I can't. If they do get people, they probably disregard them, as politicians tend to. Anybody in the lawyer industrial complex doesn't care what you have to say when you show up because, well, they're smarter than you are. So, you would have very little effect trying to move the Free State Project to Florida.
Rachel, since we were in such a rush to get you here, I didn't have a chance to ask you how long you could stay with us. Did you want to stay for another segment and talk more about this?
You guys have pretty much covered all
I
of the
really want to
that
know.
I have. Again, I'm not an authority on the subject. So,
I want to know what they changed on the ranking.
If you've got time, it's up to you. We'll let you hang on here. If not, it's all right. 855, 450, free, like freedom, free talk.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Police have announced first-degree murder charges against Christian Rivera, a 24-year-old illegal alien, in the death of Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts. Rivera led detectives to her body earlier today. Authorities in Iowa held a press conference earlier today.
Again, we were able to pull him in during the investigation. We conducted a lengthy interview with Mr. Rivera. And during that interview, he tells us that he sees Molly running and was able to come upon her, approach her. And then he tells us that at some point in time, he blacks out. And then he comes to near an intersection, which we believe he then placed Molly.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal attorney, pled guilty in federal court today to campaign violations, bank fraud, and tax evasion in connection with hush payments made to two women on behalf of then-candidate Trump. Cohen faces 5 years in jail. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about the news that the Freedom in the 50 States study has come out, and looking at numbers from 2016, that has ranked New Hampshire at number two in the 50 states as far as the number two most free state. Number one is Florida, and they did retroactive changes to the previous lists, which means that New Hampshire, which we previously had been announced as number one in previous studies, was actually, in point of fact, not number one if they recalculated it in the way they recalculated it. One of our listeners in the Discord chat, H. Reardon, does point out this, Mark. And again, I'm coming at this completely blind. All right. I heard today was the headline. I had not looked at anything about this. But he does say here that New Hampshire is the most improved in the Freedom in the 50 States study.
Most improved over what? It's basically been one or two for the last 16 years.
Is that right? Okay, well, then I don't know what he's talking about. That's just what he said here. I don't know what his point of reference is. We've got Rachel Goldsmith on the line with us, and she is, I think, well, you're out in the seacoast. Is that right?
No, I live in Manchester.
Oh, Manchester. All right. Is it West Manchester where all the porcupines, the Free Staters and such live?
I live in I live on the east side, but I love the idea of the west side's secession. I'm all about it.
Yeah, I heard about that, where they're actually going to try to secede from the city of Manchester once they can get enough libertarians.
It doesn't make much sense that you have a city that a river runs through the middle of it.
So that's pretty interesting. And that talks about, you know, the level of community that we have here. There are literally, I don't know how many dozens of people that live in Manchester, but a good chunk of them live on the west side of the city. And
it's pretty cool because they're already starting to build services that will, like, replace state services. So,
like what?
Know, clean up and garbage.
Really?
And, yeah, there's a lot of cell 411 users there, so there's almost always someone around if you need an emergency assistance.
Very cool. So we know that thousands of people have moved here as part of the Free State Project. Others have moved simply because they, you know, they don't want to join anything, but they've moved anyway.
Right.
There's people that show up just because they know that this migration is happening. They know this migration is successful. So we're obviously juxtaposing the numbers here of New Hampshire being number two on the Freedom in the 50 States with the reality on the ground that New Hampshire is just a freer place in a lot of ways than Florida. I'm sorry. I've lived in Florida. Mark,
I hear you recoiling from it, but what I want to know from Rachel is, what do you know about why Florida just jumped up on this chart? What made the change so happen?
So from what I understand, and again, I am not a data analyst or a representative of the Freedom in the 50 States publication, is that there was a change in the methodology of how they measured and weighed land zoning restriction.
Mm.
And it's true that New Hampshire is incredibly complicated and oppressive when it comes to land zoning restrictions, and I'd encourage any listeners who are interested in learning more about that to go to fsc.org/news, and you can check out on our real estate section, you can learn more about some of the different ways that regulations exist and how to deal with them, how to find those loopholes.
Well, just to be clear, there are some towns in New Hampshire that have absolutely no zoning whatsoever. So Grafton, of course, is noteworthy for that. Here in the Cheshire County area,
I know a guy who's building a sod house in Grafton.
Yeah, here in the Monadnock region, the western portion of the state, there's a town called Lempster, which has no zoning. In fact, whenever they try to vote in zoning, because there's obviously the busybody types that want to create something like that, but it gets voted down pretty overwhelmingly every time in those towns.
And then there's towns where it's miserable and you basically have to ask government permission just to change your carpet out. I mean,
so you get the whole range.
It runs the gamut.
Yeah, you get the whole range.
But I want to make a comment about something that you brought up earlier, your Discord user talking about the most improved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. We are, New Hampshire, according to this this ranking, is still the most improved. And in fact, the last time that there was this ranking, New Hampshire was also the most improved. And it's not relative to other states, it's relative to itself.
Okay.
So we're running this race towards liberty independently from the other states while also simultaneously running it against the other states. But every single time this ranking exists, New Hampshire, at least in the last, I think it's the last 6 years, has been getting more and more free relatively speaking to itself.
Okay. Mark, he says here the website itself, the Freedom in the 50 States, claims somewhere that New Hampshire is the most improved.
Well, I wish I'd have pored over this even more. I mean, I spent a couple of hours on it today just trying to get as ready for this as I can. But this is an exhaustive study, and it takes so much of Jason and I think it's Robert's time. I hope I have his name right. Anyway,
Ruger.
Phil, what is it? William's time that I can't believe the two guys can do this. One thing I can say is if you look at New Hampshire's ranking over the last 16 years, you would call it the freest state in the union still because it has been either number one or number two. The rest of these states are up, they're down, they're all over the place. Florida, although it is number one today, and that's a nice place to be, and I don't want to take that away from them, I mean, basically rose from number 12 in 2004.
What's the murder rate in Florida compared to New Hampshire? I mean, New Hampshire is overwhelmingly
dead.
Yeah, I mean, New Hampshire, I believe, has ranked number one pretty consistently as like best place to raise a family,
right.
Safest state, lowest murder per 100,000. I mean, Rachel, can you pay attention to these things when they come out, because there's like these one-off studies that just look at quality of life or raising a family.
Smiling people.
Can you rattle off, you know, a few New Hampshire's number one for? Just off the top of your head?
I mean, we're number one for homeschooling, for retirees, for raising a black family. The list is kind of all over the place,
yeah.
But it makes, to me, the most impactful element of that is you have to really think about what freedoms you need for you and your family, mm-hmm. and then consider which rankings are going to be important to you. This is exhaustive, as you said, but, you know, as a result of that, it kind of highlight some things that may be important to some people and decreases the value of things that would be important to other people.
You know, one of my favorite things about this migration is the fact that not everybody is out on Front Street. And what I mean by that is, obviously, the keen activism that's gone on here has been very, very visible, whether it be the Robin Hooding, putting, you know, coins in expired parking meters. It gets all kinds of international press coverage.
Got all kinds of international progress. I mean, it hasn't
it did.
Been in
it may again at some
half
point.
A decade.
But that was just one example, Mark.
Yeah,
there was
sure.
the 420s that happened here, also got international press coverage. But there's the quiet people that just move here and just kind of, you know, meld into the community. And I have a kind of cool story of finding one of those folks recently here in the Keene area. So we're doing some local media outreach for cryptocurrency and basically giving away crypto, small amounts of it, to people who will respond to local advertising. And one of the people who responded is a guy who's got a family, and they moved over from New York. And he told me that it was the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire, that there's a movie about that, 101reasonsfilm.com. He says that was a real linchpin in his decision to make the move here. They've been here 11 months, and they finally came out to a cryptocurrency meetup that we had recently, but we only found out about them because they responded to this sort of contest crypto giveaway thing that I just happened to be running on local media. So, I don't know. I just wanted to share that with you. It's kind of a cool story. Have you ever run across any
that.
Of those people, like where you just run into somebody in real life, you've never met them before, they've never been to any kind of meetups, and you just discover that they're a Free Stater?
I mean, I like to expand the definition of Free Stater. So anybody who moves to New Hampshire because it's free, in my opinion, should be a Free Stater. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yes.
So I met this woman who, she and her family moved here from California. They had never heard of the Free State Project before.
Wow.
And we just started talking, and I was like, so why are you here? And she basically said that New Hampshire was the freest place that she could go, and she was so tired of being, you know, under the boot that she was looking for someplace to live. She moved, I think she had just had a baby. They also had two additional kids. So, like, that's a big challenge to move such a family.
No doubt.
And they did it just because New Hampshire is free.
Rachel, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live with us tonight. Appreciate your time. That's Rachel Goldsmith, the Executive Director of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Mark, let's talk about the bottom five. Since she mentioned California,
oh, yeah.
They were number 49 last time. We'll come back with that coming up here in your calls and thoughts as well. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs?
They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. We get the freedom in the 50 states. We're going to continue with that here, but we're going to go to your calls first. We have Rachel Goldsmith on with us from the Free State Project, and I wanted to talk about the bottom five. We talked about the top five states, Florida, New Hampshire, looks like Indiana at number three, Colorado at number four, Nevada at number five, and the most recent study released, what, today? Yesterday, something like that, by the freedom in the 50 states. And so let's go to the bottom five here in a little bit. But first, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. Also, want to make sure that you know about Zencash, which is a cryptocurrency that was launched back in 2017 by people who are like us, people who are voluntarists, people that understand the ideas of liberty and good economics and great technology, because they picked some of the best tech out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity, to build into Zencash from the beginning. There's over 16,000 secure nodes and super nodes combined in their system. That means they've got more nodes in the Zencash system than Bitcoin, BTC, has in its system. Zencash is a strong network. It's got a great great technology behind it. They keep making it better over time. In fact, I've heard there's going to be some kind of special announcement coming within the next 24 hours, perhaps, about Zencash, and it's I don't know.
Weird branding thing that I haven't
heard anything about.
That's the
claim. I've heard it hearsay. Daryl told me, so I don't know. I did not actually hear directly from Zencash on that. Of course, once we find out what that is, we'll certainly let you know. But for now, you can go and get the official Zencash wallet on their website over at Zencash.com. It's available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Zencash.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. Ben is in Canada on one of the amp lines. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey. I was going to talk about the news from the Mueller probe Manafort.
From the what?
The Mueller probe Manafort.
I'm sorry, are you on like a headset? Just a technical question. Are you a headset user?
On my cell phone.
Oh, you sound better now. Go ahead.
Anyways, so the issue was that he was convicted of the 18 charges against him. This was one of Donald Trump's campaign managers. But
yeah. What were the charges?
He pled to them.
What were the charges about?
Bank fraud.
They were, for Manafort, it was bank fraud and tax evasion charges. And I think most of the ones that he was found guilty on was bank fraud related.
Okay.
But broadly, I believe this Mueller probe is just political legal drama in order to...
Gotcha.
Discredit Donald Trump.
I'm gonna have to let you go, Ben. It's just not a great quality connection. I apologize, but I appreciate your call here tonight. We've been having some technical difficulties here this evening. I don't know if that was his phone or what was causing the issue there, but he was normally a Discord user, and he actually called the phones because Discord was having an issue. So
something's going wrong.
Yeah, so this Manafort guy got convicted? Was that what the news was?
Well, convicted. He pled.
Pled, okay.
Right.
Okay.
And, I mean, you know, that's how it goes anymore.
Sure.
You just pile things up and scare people into
You're looking at 50 years in prison, right. And they're going to give you one? Okay. That's what most people are going to do. They're going to take the deal.
One does wonder if, you know, if you just said, like, I'm just presuming that if Manafort had said something to the effect of, I'm not pleading to nothing here, you know, you take me down the whole way, wouldn't Trump just pardon him if he'd stood firm?
Yeah, good question. You would think so. If you want to comment on whatever's on your mind, you can. The toll-free number is 855.
Looks like it might have been a verdict. Then that came down very quickly. I thought he pled in the interim here. It says found guilty on eight counts is what it says. Looks like I'm wrong.
Oh, I don't know. 855-450-3733. We go to...
I was going to say, did you guys read the analysis on the Freedom of the 50 States? I see you looking at it over there.
Well, I haven't looked at anything on this yet, Johnson. I literally had just started looking at it at the beginning of the show.
Because you were asking a lot of questions that I think would be answered in relatively short...
I want to talk about it, but I want to get to these calls first. We got Leon. He's on the line in California. Leon, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You sound good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I just wanted to mention I'm a fairly new listener. Actually, I listen to you guys on this. I subscribe to the podcast.
Welcome.
But I was listening to the episode on Friday, I believe. You guys had a guy from called in and was, trying to give some props to his libertarian candidate from New York.
Yeah.
And to me, it just seems like the way I interpret it is like you guys, pretty much everybody on the show just bashed him for that.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, before you go on with your point, I'm glad you called about that because for listeners who weren't tuned in or hosts who weren't there that night, there was a caller who was talking about how great the libertarian candidate is doing in New York, claiming he's scoring better than the Republican in a poll.
Alex Merced?
No, I don't think so. Another guy. Anyway, Daryl actually looked at the poll, and it turns out that wasn't a particularly honest – I mean, it wasn't – dishonest, but it wasn't a full-on poll. What they asked people was, of the people who are going to, or I think it was of the people who are familiar, so of the polling group that they polled, a certain number of them were familiar with the libertarian candidate. Of those who were familiar, how many of you would vote for that candidate? And basically, that question resulted in more of them saying they would vote for the Libertarian than would vote for the Republican. So if you looked at just the general public, as far as how they responded, the Libertarian was not doing as well as was being presented. So they only looked at people who were familiar with the Libertarian, which is still good news. Like, the news there is, if people are familiar with the Libertarian, they're more likely to vote for that Libertarian. But overall, it wasn't as though a general poll of the population was saying the Libertarian was going to do better than the Republican, which is the way it was being presented, and that's not entirely an honest way to present it. I wanted to get that information out. Go ahead with your point, Leon.
Yeah. Can you still hear me?
Yep, you're right there.
Okay, sorry about that. That's understandable. It seemed like when he brought that up, everyone on the show was like, oh, you know, if you like watching a guy bang his head against a brick wall, just thought it was kind of like a turnoff for me, for you guys. You know, I mean, I don't know if I just wanted to kind of hear you.
Why is that a turnoff?
What your thoughts are.
Well, because you're being a jerk to the caller.
No. It's not being a jerk. It's pointing out reality.
It just seemed that you basically were saying that there's no point on anybody other candidate running as a Libertarian candidate in any.
In New York,
state,
there really isn't any point. Yeah. I mean, look, it's number 50 on the list here.
Let's mention that.
Please.
Yeah, if you've been paying attention to the rest of the show, we've been talking about this Cato Institute study on the freedom in the 50 states. Well, guess where New York falls? Dead last.
And it's dead last by a factor, mind you. It's it beats the competition, number 49, by a mile.
And is that still true? In the most recent,
I'd have to look at that. I haven't looked at it, but that was previous.
That was true previous. Yeah.
I'd like to address this because it can be very demoralizing when something like this happens. And you've said you're a new listener to the show. That doesn't mean you're new to libertarian politics. But I can assure you that Ian and Johnson and Daryl are not new to libertarian politics. And what they believe, and I would have to agree with them, is that. You basically, even if you were to win in another state, that winning is pointless if you're in a den of vipers. If you're the one libertarian in a state house in some place that doesn't have any hope of getting other freedom-oriented people, you just do what Dr. Ron Paul did.
I'm not agreeing with what you're saying.
Ron Paul did nothing in the state house.
I think that somebody, and if you're talking about who I think you're talking about for New York, probably Larry Sharp.
That's him, yes.
Yep. I think that Larry Sharp could overturn, just cause chaos in the New York government.
Well, I'm for it.
I think
he's not going to get elected.
I don't think he's going to get elected. He has a snowball's chance of getting elected in New York.
We've seen the failures for going on 2 decades now. And what I'm saying is if you don't want to fail, the only hope is concentration in one area.
Do you want me to lie to somebody, Leon? Do you think I should BS people out there and tell them, yeah, go team. You got a great chance of winning. Get out there. Go ahead then. What should I do?
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need some schooling too. I mean, I'm basically what you just said about Ron Paul is maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, isn't the point of the liberty movement to at least introduce as many people as we can through the principles of libertarian philosophy.
Yes, absolutely.
And Ron Paul did that. He did it in spades. He's the greatest converter of people. But until that run, where he was drafted into that run, mind you, until that run, mostly people hadn't heard of him, and he was called, you know, even during that run, the term quixotic was always put in front of his name.
Well, I want to address what you're saying, Leon.
Do.
If you can hang on and, you know, hold through the news, we'll bring you back to continue the discussion, because I think it's an important question, so I'll invite you to do that here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yes, libertarians should be spreading the message of liberty, but then what?
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it.
others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.